Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I recently had a really interesting and in-depth conversation about surfing, boards, technique, and approach to how to understand things, how to unlock things with Mike Frampton. He's got a beautiful platform in the podcast world called Surf Mastery, and this is just a teaser to kind of share with those who haven't yet discovered it or that episode that we recorded and the wealth of information he has on all the other episodes he's recorded with coaches and pro athletes. And he goes deep into understanding how people do what they do, what makes them tick, and also the details and designs, and also the details in how to approach technique, which I still think is the most important thing in unlocking any design or surfboard detail. So this is a conversation that you can hear us going back and forth discussing topics, but best of all, hear us unpacking hairballs and listening to us learn. I love to learn from other people that know more than me, and every day is a challenge to apply what you know and see how you can grow. We talk about other shapers and their designs. We talk about the surfboard in general. And it's such a joy to share. So here's just a small piece of that conversation. It goes almost 2 hours long, so take time to unpack this. But even bite size, it might be best served to chew on one little piece at a time, because yeah, there was a lot of information we covered, but that's what's been happening. His surfing's growing and so is mine, but we're paying attention to certain things at certain times. So you know, the way Clayton Nibina, who explains how waves break and we stand, is translated, can take time to unpack and understand, but also which boards and which things flow together are really up to the way you understand it in your mind. So have fun with this. Thanks to Mike, the Surf Mastery Podcast. If this is something that interests you, listening to it and putting it together in your own mind and your own words and things to hold on and remember in the water is going to be the best service of this information.
When you learn to read the bottom of the wave, someone else said this, a good surfer, when you learn to read the bottom of the wave properly, you then start to know what the top of the wave's doing based on the information the bottom of the wave is giving you.
What's about to be the top of the wave, sir.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like Clayton, his way of talking about it is like you dig the rail into that part of the water, and because the water's drawing up to the top, that rail sticks and you get a free ride up to the top.
Oh, I see. Okay, that makes more sense now. Yeah, because the round...
But if you drop down and you put all the pressure on your back foot, you get a change of direction up to the top, but you lose all your speed. And you hit the top and you lose
the wave,
you lose the speed, and then you drop down again. And that's most people's surfing, right? It's top to bottom sometimes, but it's very staggered. There's no flow.
I mean, I think if you're battling to picture this, listening to it, just think about it for long enough and you'll make up your own picture in your mind. But that's the thing, is just, that's like any of the board designs. Just sit here and think about it for long enough. Draw a picture of a board or a rail or of a bottom turn and top turn. It's not that difficult, but we just, personally, I feel like often you don't take enough time to break it down and then figure out what's the next piece to work on.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you slow down any pro surfer surfing waves, you'll realize, and then you try and mimic their body positions on a bottom turn, you realize, I don't do that when I surf. I'm not that low. My elbow, my forearm isn't touching the water almost.
Yeah.
I'm not fully compressed into my knee and my hip with a straight back, etc., etc.
I feel like the future of surfing, though, is really in technique. It's not necessarily in design. I think designs that let you do things you'd never be able to have been to do on anything else is really progressive, and I'm dead set in trying to be able to be part of that. But I'm excited to watch you start to articulate how to... I like those 2 points you listened to. I like how you put them together. I like how you've done the muscle memory. I'll tell you now what I'm working on, but how to explain how to do that or give a faster track to being able to do this in small waves is the future of surfing. I'm looking forward to hearing as a challenge how you unlocking that bottom turn into the small wave.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah, I think it's powerful. I'd like to hear, and I think other people would like to hear too. And that's one thing too. It's like having feedback along the way and let the podcast sort of roll out on itself. Like, I've learned a lot about surfing by just having a mental game plan on what I'm trying to do with my surfing, but also for a specific session. After a recent episode I did with Dan Gadauskas after his Fiji waves, and like, it was fun. So that's always going to be part of the conversation with reference to something we've learned together, and then we move on. So yeah, thanks for having me part of your platform, and yeah, kind of odd to talk this much.
It's awesome. Thank you. Oh, appreciate it.
Yeah,
cool.
See ya.